It's time now for KMTS Connections, a public affairs program from KMTS News, heard weekdays around 12:30. Once again, it's Gabe from the KMTS Morning Show, talking downtown Glenwood today, and just Glenwood in general. Tara Harmon is the Director of Operations and Special Events Coordinator for the Glenwood Chamber Foundation. And Jillian, you're cringing.
Okay.
Jillian Sutherland is the executive director of the Glenwood Springs Downtown Development Authority. A couple cool events ongoing. One is more ongoing through the holiday season. The other is more of a special day. So December 9th, tomorrow, at Centennial Park in Glenwood, a holiday event with Santa and the reindeer and that kind of thing. You know, as much history as I talk about in Glenwood, I feel guilty. I don't remember what used to be where Centennial Park is now. I remember the building burned down. I was a kid and I kind of remember when that happened, but anyway, the important thing is it's a great park, the corner of 9th and Grand, and, a great location for events like this, because not only is it a wide open area where you can have events, but for folks driving by, it's kind of, oh, what's going on there?
Absolutely.
Let's turn it 8th and go park in the parking structure and walk down and see what's happening. So that's it's very cool. So what, aside from Santa and the reindeer, Jillian, what are you going to have going on?
Yeah, so there's going to be fresh churros for folks to get for free. El Bajon is going to be there. Folks may be familiar with them. They often participate in events at the community center in Glenwood. They were at the market on 7th this past summer. So they will be there if folks want some fresh free churros. Property Shop's going to be doing hot chocolate.
Yep, they'll have a hot cocoa bar, giving out some candy canes and fresh hot cocoa, and we'll have some carolers. The Mountain Harmony carolers will be there singing some holiday songs. But yeah, Santa is reindeer. Mrs. Claus might make an appearance. Some lights. I think it'd just be a nice free family event. So please come on down.
It actually reminds me, speaking of history, you know, the big holiday lighting in Glenwood for the last 30 years anyway has been the Hotel Colorado. I remember being a kid and going to the old chamber office at 11th and Grand when they would light that tree.
That big tree.
Every year, yeah.
Yep, yep.
That was so much fun.
I know. It is so sad that we're unable to do that. You know, obviously our new location, we don't have any large trees out front. But, you know, it'd be really neat to see if the folks that are in there now would maybe continue that tradition.
You are, however, a hop, skip, and a jump from the big tree that used to be in the middle of Grand Avenue that they used to decorate every year before I was around. We talked about that before, haven't we?
Well, we talked, yeah. Like, I remember seeing photos of how they used to do that, yeah.
Again, the Grand Holiday event happens tomorrow, so Friday afternoon, 4 to 7 at Centennial Park, 9th and Grand. And again, just kind of a festive holiday thing. Come on out and see Santa.
Yes. And for those who this sounds familiar to, the event used to take place on the county lawn. So they would host it over on the county lawn. So for those of you who are wondering, is this the same event? It sure is. We just decided to move it on Grand Avenue over to Centennial Park. It's a lot of fun space. And, you know, folks can certainly walk a very short distance and be holiday shopping and eating and all that good stuff. Sure.
A block south and a block east. Right? Let's go with that. Jillian, talk a little bit about your members of the Downtown Development Authority. How many businesses are members, and obviously, and what your goal is as the DDA?
Yeah, sure. So the DDA boundaries essentially go all the way up to Devereaux on the north side, and they go down to about 10th Street on the south side. And it's basically any block that has commercial businesses sort of within that boundary. So it's a lot larger than people think, the DDA boundaries. And any business that's in that district is a quote unquote member, right, of the Downtown Development Authority.
Gotcha.
And we are governed by a board of folks that either own a business or have a residence within those boundaries. It is a 7-person board currently. But our main mission is just to support the economic vitality, the vibrancy, the character of that entire district. And so we invest in events like this. We have grant programs to help businesses who want to uplift the appearance of their exterior of their business. So we have things like that. We also invest in capital improvement projects, like streetscape improvements or Bethel Plaza under the bridge. Those are the types of investments that the Downtown Development Authority makes just to continue the economic vibrancy of the downtown.
By the way, I don't know whose idea that was, Bethel Plaza, but for those of us that remember what the old under the old Grand Avenue Bridge used to look like, what an improvement and what a great use of space that you can't do anything else with.
Absolutely.
I mean, I guess you could park under there and maybe
and people there was, did used yeah, to. Yeah,
absolutely. I parked under there many times.
Me too.
But you know, Bethel Plaza, I think, is what a great gem. Really. Yeah,
it has become a real gem for the community, and we love it. But we also love bringing events to other corners of the downtown, mm-hmm. which was, you know, with Grand Holiday, mm-hmm. bringing it over to Centennial Park, just spreading the love. I mean, our downtown, as I said, it's larger than people think.
Oh, yeah.
Two Rivers is included in our downtown area.
No kidding. Okay.
Yeah, Two Rivers Park is. And so, again, we just want to sort of expand the love, have people enjoy all of it.
Now, authority to me suggests some kind of special district. Mm-hmm. So how do you do these projects? Where does the money come from?
Yeah, absolutely. So it is a district.
Okay.
It is a special tax district. And so the Downtown Development Authority was established in 2002, actually. And at that time, it's kind of a fancy term. It's called tax increment financing. It was established for this district. Basically, what it means is the baseline sales tax and property tax that was collected back when the district was established in 2002 was set. And any increase in that sales tax since that year, 50% of it goes into the Downtown Development Authority to reinvest into the downtown. So that's where our funding comes from. It's not an extra tax that is paid. It's sort of an earmark, if you will. For tax dollars that are spent within the downtown district, it gets reinvested into these types of programming, capital investments, urban design like Bethel Plaza, things like that.
So the money that's collected in the downtown area stays in the downtown area,
exactly.
Which is cool.
A portion of it, I should say. Well,
right. Yes. Yeah. 50%, right?
Yes. Yeah.
That's great. And how can folks find out more about, again, what you do is a little bit behind the scenes as opposed to, of course, you know, the event tomorrow night.
Sure.
But you have a Facebook page where you talk about downtown Glenwood businesses and that kind of thing?
We do. You can find us on Facebook at Glenwood Downtown Partnership. And we also have a website, glenwoodspringsdda.com. And on there, if folks are interested, they can find our strategic plan, they can find the plan of development, our guiding document, my contact information, if they're interested in all the nitty-gritty of the projects that we do, because it is quite a bit more than events like this, although these events are so core to our mission, too.
Well, and sometimes they're more visible, right?
Totally.
And to most people, the visible events are the only events, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, they don't care necessarily about your board meetings and that kind of thing, generally speaking. They care, what are you doing and how does it affect me?
Yeah, really. What's the fun stuff?
What, you bet.
Yeah.
Exactly.
How's it going to make my life better?
Mm-hmm. Again, GlenwoodSpringsDDA.com. Mm-hmm. And on Facebook, just search for Glenwood Downtown Partnership.
Mm-hmm.
And as we mentioned, the Chamber Foundation is also a partner in the Grand Holiday event tomorrow. Again, between 4 and 7, Centennial Park in Glenwood. There are a number of other sponsors we'll talk about a little bit later on, too, but hot chocolate and what else do we, oh, churros.
Fresh churros.
So, do you know what bajon means in Spanish? I was curious about that when you were talking about El Bajon, who's doing the churros, and I wondered.
you know?
We'll look it up. We'll look it up.
Yeah. I honestly don't know.
I don't know.
My brain immediately goes to French because that's my second language, I guess.
Yeah.
And oh. I think of jambon.
Which is ham.
Ham.
Yeah, it's not ham. It's I can confidently ham. Say
I guarantee you it is not.
It's cinnamon on those churros, not diced ham or something like that. Okay,
fair bacon enough. Would be good.
Bacon would be amazing.
Yeah, see, I am not a fan of the bacon with the sweets.
Really?
Yeah, it doesn't do it for me.
I'm cool with the sweet and salty. We should have a bacon bar. That's what we should do next time.
Oh, my goodness. And around the mulberry bush we go. Again, the grand holiday is tomorrow night, Centennial Park in Glenwood, 4 to 7. Again, that's at the corner of 9th and Grand, if you're not familiar. There's also a big holiday hunt going on in downtown Glenwood. This is a virtual thing. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to remember the name of the virtual app from like 4, 5, 6 years ago that was so popular and took off so much.
Pokemon Go.
Yes, thank you. Yes.
Yep. Pokemon
Go. Reminds me kind of that. And one of those is happening. It's a holiday hunt, right, mm-hmm. Jillian?
That's
so
right.
Through Christmas, through the beginning of the year.
We're actually going to have these installations up through January 20th
okay.
for folks to enjoy if they want. But we do have a special contest that's going on through Christmas. Okay. So basically what the Great Glenwood Holiday Hunt is, are a series of augmented reality art installations that are in different locations in the downtown. And folks can find them just by walking around and exploring in downtown. You'll see sandwich boards around that have QR codes on them. And you can scan it with your camera on your phone. It will take you straight to Instagram. And it pops up a fun little filter. There are four unique ones in different places in downtown. If you take a photo with it and post it on your Instagram and you tag the Great Glenwood Holiday Hunt with a hashtag, every Monday I'm giving away a $50 certificate in Glenwood Gold, which you can use at all of our local retailers in downtown and elsewhere in mm-hmm. the community. Mm-hmm. And so that's all folks have to do. Go find one of these funky little things, snap a picture, put it on Instagram, hashtag the Great Glenwood mm-hmm. Holiday Hunt, and I would love to give away some money for holiday shopping. So it's just kind of a fun thing. We're going to actually bring them tomorrow night yep. into the park for Grand Holiday.
So they'll all be in the park tomorrow
They'll
night.
All be oh, in the okay. park tomorrow yep. night for folks to play with. And
yeah.
they can tag them tomorrow night too, and it's all good. So yeah, it's just a fun little thing to do.
And that's, you know, awesome. Many of the retailers and restaurants, et cetera, downtown all have information on this event. And so that way, if they happen to be somewhere having some dinner, they can hopefully ask and, you know, they can provide them with the QR code to help point them in the right directions as well. So that's, you know, just another avenue for them to find all of these cool things that they're doing.
That's great. Yeah. You mentioned that there are four filters, you said?
There are four, yeah, four okay. unique filters.
And so can you share, or you really want to leave that kind of to the imagination, so you have to check it out. Okay.
I'm happy to share.
Or maybe not all of them, but maybe one or two, just yeah. as an example of what some people may not know what a filter is.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So you scan it with your QR code, it pulls up Instagram, and you will see in the frame of your camera, you'll see dancing gingerbread men. Okay. Or a snowman with a scarf on and a top hat. We call okay. him Jack Frost. There's an igloo that you can actually walk inside by walking forward with your camera, and you can find little penguins who are having a little luau inside of the igloo. It's really funky.
That's
and
so
fun.
Much fun.
It's yeah. pretty wild. And again, you know, anything that's a little more improved than an iPhone 8 will work miraculously. I have an iPhone 8. It works on my phone. It's from 2017. It's old. It still works. So you don't need to have like the best of the best technology to make it work, is what I'm trying to say.
That's awesome. How fun is that? I thought, and I love the holiday theme. The first thing I thought when you said that there were filters, I figured, okay, you're going to get to take a selfie with Doc Holliday or something like that.
That would be cool.
That would be cool.
Save it for the summer.
If
that could be the
really
strawberry
like
days.
This, I mean, that is something that you can get these things customized for a community. But again, you know, the only way I'll know if people really like it is if they're scanning these QR codes, because I get gotcha. To see like the usage. And if people really like it, we could do stuff like that in the gotcha. Future.
Is it just Instagram?
It's just Instagram. I had to pick between Snapchat or Instagram for this. So I went with Instagram because I feel like it's
more ubiquitous.
Yeah. It is. Yeah. I feel like it is.
So. I think so too. Yeah. Goes to a broader population.
That's what I think.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Whereas Snapchat, I feel like maybe... Is it more young people? I hesitate to say that because everybody has technology now. And since COVID, we've all been forced to use it whether we wanted to or not, right?
Yeah, that's true.
I feel like it is. It's a younger generation that's really utilizing that application.
Yeah. I feel like everybody's on Instagram. So.
Yeah, Instagram, I feel, is quite a universal platform. So
yeah.
Again, just find those sandwich boards throughout downtown Glenwood. So four filters, but how many sandwich boards can folks find?
There's four.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, and so each sandwich board is a unique installation that you'll find. Okay. And as Tara was mentioning, at the businesses downtown, there are QR codes on posters at businesses downtown that'll pull up a location map for people.
Oh, very cool.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So as you're going in to have lunch or dinner or something like that, you may see one of those on one of the...
Totally.
If you're shopping, I mean, I think most everyone has a poster, which is fantastic
because
you can find it anywhere.
Mm-hmm. And again, in order to register, if you will, for those $50 Glenwood Gold gift certificates, which you're doing those once a week between now and Christmas?
Every Monday.
Mm-hmm. And that is up until Christmas, right? All you have to do is use the hashtag. And that obviously it's going to be on the sandwich board, but it's the Great Glenwood Holiday Hunt.
That's the
hashtag.
That's
so maybe if you want to check out what other people have done before you go, you can look at the hashtag and see what others have done.
Yeah. Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep. And we're posting on our Facebook too.
Photos
that people post, and so you'll see little examples of what people are doing.
That's very cool. And again, all four of those sandwich boards will be at the Grand Holiday tomorrow afternoon between 4 and 7 at Centennial Park in Glenwood as well. Yep. Cool. So again, the Facebook page, which Jillian mentioned, is Glenwood Downtown Partners, and the website, which is more administrative, I would say, in nature. It's more about what the DDA is about as opposed to promotional in nature.
They can find a webpage at glenwoodspringsdda.com under, we have an events tab.
Oh, sorry.
And
okay.
So they can both go there, and we have this all in Spanish on that web page too if people want to find information about this contest. Or Glenwood Springs Downtown Partnership on Facebook is a great way to also find it.
So much fun stuff. And I forget to ask until the last about sponsors. You want to recognize those now?
Yeah. Grand Holiday was originally organized by Cindy Sfato, so I want to make sure that I give her some credit. She started this wonderful tradition, and she retired, and we didn't really want to see this die. So we're so lucky that we have such amazing partnerships. The Bank of Colorado, Bay Equity Home Loans, Bighorn Toyota, the City of Glenwood Springs, Downtown Development Authority, and the Property Shop. I mean, we've all come together to make sure that this event continues. We are all very excited to be doing this and for our community to have such a fun event to go to during this holiday season. So we just want to make sure that, again, we thank all of these wonderful people for the partnership and this opportunity for us to really give back to the community.
I noticed that Bay Equity is a sponsor. So is this part one of the Winter Wonderland events that we talked about before?
Yeah. So this is, obviously one of many Winter Wonderland events. What a fantastic list of things to do in Glenwood Springs for the holiday season, right? Like, it's just phenomenal, and I love seeing it. And yes, so, Bank of Colorado, Bay Equity Home Loans, Bighorn Toyota, they've come together and partnered with us and, to make sure we have this wonderful calendar to provide the community this fantastic event. And so I think that, it's just... it's just a great thing to get into the spirit, right? And again, I am so grateful for such wonderful partnerships within our community. So many people that like to see these things happen and that want to come together and continue to give back.
for the businesses in, I guess, specifically downtown Glenwood within the DDA boundaries, which again is Devereaux Road on the north to about 10th Street on the south. The grand holiday, I suppose, is tomorrow night, so maybe a little less time to get involved with that event. But like the Great Glenwood Holiday Hunt or other events that are going to continue, obviously, through the spring and summer on an ongoing basis. And the answer to this question might be different for the two of you, actually, because, you know, obviously, you know, Glenwood Chamber, you've got members probably all over the state, maybe even beyond that. My question is, how do businesses get involved with these events? Maybe they've got an idea about hosting and they would like the partnership of the Downtown Development Authority and or the Glenwood Chamber. So what steps do they need to take?
You know, I think as far as the chamber events go, you know, generally we look for sponsorships. For businesses to partner with, to help obviously fund events, but also to help get the business's name out there, get them in front of people. And events like this is just a great, I can't seem to find my words, but it's just it's a feel good, right? It's something that we can kind of come together on. And if people are interested and they're like, I really want to do something like that, I want to partner with you guys, how can we do that? Absolutely. Call us. Let's talk about what we can do together.
It's simple, but yet it's very visible.
Exactly. Right. Exactly. And you know, I mean, we have, you know, 365 days a year and a lot of opportunities where we can, you know, come together and bring something else to the area. So it doesn't have to be, you know, Santa and his reindeer. Maybe it's music one night, or, you know, like the DDA does a fantastic job with that, starting that this year with the Music Meanders, right? Mm-hmm. I mean,
oh yeah.
Again, I mean, like we have ideas. If you have ideas, certainly come to us. Let's see how we can all partner and make some things happen.
Absolutely. Yeah. Just reach out.
And Jillian, same thing for the DDA.
Yeah, that's right. And folks can find my contact information, glenwoodspringsdda.com or Downtown Glenwood Springs on Facebook. You'll find a way to contact me. If you have ideas, want to get involved, it's very similar. We're always looking for sponsorships. We're looking for ideas. I'm always walking around asking people to put flyers up for different things. So there are plenty of ways to support and get involved.
Yeah. A lot of times when we talk about the chamber, particularly in Glenwood, because the economy in Glenwood is based so much on tourism, and yet so many events, kind of like Music Meanders. I mean, obviously, tourists, I'm sure, enjoyed those events throughout downtown. And yet so many of these events, like the one tomorrow night, are really absolutely geared toward locals.
Absolutely. Yep.
So again, that website is glenwoodspringsdda.com. Of course, glenwoodchamber.com. I mean, that's easy to remember. I would hope I would be able to remember that one. And you can find both on Facebook as well. You said it's actually
Downtown Glenwood Springs.
Gotcha. Okay. So Downtown Glenwood Springs on Facebook or just Glenwood Chamber on Facebook, I'm sure.
I believe right, so, Tara? Yeah.
Any final thoughts from either one of you?
No, we thank you, Gabe, for taking the time to chat with us and brave the elements to get here. we encourage everyone to join us tomorrow evening, 4 to 7 p.m., Centennial Park. Again, you know, we encourage you to participate in the holiday hunt. And if you're looking for any other things to do this holiday season, glenwoodchamber.com/winter-wonderland. There's a lot going on.
There is a lot going on.
A lot of lights, a lot of fun stuff.
Awesome. I love it. Jillian, anything, any final thoughts from you?
I will let people know there are going to be heaters there tomorrow night.
Oh, yes, there will be heaters. Okay. We're not doing fire. There won't be fire pits.
But there will be heaters.
But there will be heaters.
Don't be scared of the weather.
The umbrella heaters, right?
Yeah, yeah, okay. Like the propane heaters. And so a little something, you know, to help out with that. So
take the chill off.
Mm-hmm. Just a little bit.
And the churros are warm and the hot chocolate.
Oh, yeah. Hot chocolate.
And the holiday
hot churros. It's a hot time in Glenwood Springs.
Churros and hot chocolate. Yeah, it doesn't get much better. So I see you're both in the hot chocolate camp. Didn't we talk about this before, Tara?
I'm a hot cocoa.
Okay.
That was it. All right.
I we say did. Chocolate.
Okay, thank you.
I think it wasn't Mike. I think he said hot chocolate too.
He did. So I think it's a West versus Midwest thing.
Must be.
I'm from the Midwest and I say hot chocolate.
Are you really? Oh, that's so interesting.
I don't know.
See, I was born here and like pop, it's soda, that's, right?
I'm
I call
pop.
It pop. And that I think is a Midwest mm-hmm. thing. Whereas I think, I don't know. Anyway. And in this day and age.
Odd duck, I guess.
Just that person.
I was going to say. In this day and age with technology and social media and being exposed to people and dialects and terms from all over the country and the world, I think it's just kind of – it's really – you know, it is a melting pot.
It is. Right? That we are.
And it's that way in Colorado for the last 10 years.
I'm sorry. I am a transplant.
That was a dad joke. That was a dad joke right there, I think. Again, websites – GlenwoodSpringsDDA.com, GlenwoodChamber.com. Mm-hmm. Again, the grand holiday tomorrow night, 4 to 7 in Centennial Park in Glenwood. And then the Great Glenwood Holiday Hunt continues through January 20th with the final $50 Glenwood Gold being handed out on December 26th.
That's right. Perfect.
All the best, ladies. We'll see you around.
Thank you so much.
You've been listening to KMTS Connections, a public affairs program from KMTS News, heard weekdays around 12:30. It's another reason we are the most listened to radio station from Rifle to Aspen.